going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Goo, I love you. I love you. You got a little cop to you.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up in 10 minutes, Russell Dorsey. He's on the call tonight for the Giants-Rangers game on Apple TV+. Going to get some Giants talk in here. They're playing.
Bochy's back. With a ring.
Yeah, of course. He's a hell of a manager.
Yeah.
You don't think he's any good?
No, I'll never forget your rant about him leaving in the first place. No shade at Melvin.
What rant?
You didn't remember you went on the rant when he left? It was one of your, you don't even know who so you are.
You went on a victory lap I never took.
Yeah, no doubt. Just about, it was the passion about.
Oh, hey, hold on. We got T.I. back.
Oh, God.
Hey, T.I. in Oakland. Welcome back, my man. How you doing?
T.
Hey, man. Thank you for having me back. Yeah. No, I just wanted to say, I listen to you guys every day, man. You've been solid all year. You haven't wavered. And then, Goo, I'm not coming down your road. Actually, I got a compliment for you.
Oh.
I just want the fans to calm down their fandom because, early in the year, you was pushing for Jonathan, too. But now, lately, you've come to realize that, the Warriors' success might not necessarily depend on Jonathan Kuminga.
No doubt.
And I'm a bigger Warrior fan than I am an individual player fan, so I just want the Warriors to be successful.
No doubt.
If that means Jonathan Kuminga plays, then so be it. But what I do see is him playing kind of tentative when he comes in the game. I think Draymond should have that conversation that he had with Pius, with Jonathan Kuminga. You know, the who cares if you miss? Just play free. Because that's what Jonathan Kuminga does better than anybody. He plays free. But right now he's kind of tight, and he gets in the game, and he doesn't want to make a mistake. So I just caution the Kuminga fans to kind of calm down, be Warrior fans. We want to be successful. If that means Jonathan plays less, then so be it. We want a championship as an organization, not necessarily one individual player's success. But I think if he buys into what Kerr has to tell him, because I'm not going against a guy who has 9 championship rings,
that's fair.
5 as a player and 4 as a coach. I'm not going against that. So obviously he knows what he's doing. So we just need to just watch the game, cheer our team on, and hope things fall our way.
What was your prediction? I had Warriors in 5. Obviously, that's a little shaky now. How you feeling?
I had them in 6. Okay. I had them in 6 earlier. I had them in 6, so it's still possible that can happen. I'm just looking forward to this series, man. We just got to calm down the Rockets. I don't see them shooting us out the gym. But at the same time, we can muck it up by, having all those turnovers, man. We need to calm those down, and I think we can be successful if we stand to 10 turnovers a game. Thank you.
Good stuff, T.I.
Can't have 11 between your two dudes. He
never wavered.
Yeah. But you did.
Cut that.
Yeah, stop. But Steiny, you did.
Debatable.
Steiny, but you never wavered.
It's payday Friday. Steiny, I don't want to stick it to you.
He never wavered.
But just give me some love, though. Give me some love.
I'm trying to Talk about myself.
Yeah. You do it well.
I'm going to put he had to come in.
And he thought Moody wasn't a guy. That's all. I've never rubbed it in, but we fought. We went 15 rounds over Moody. Victory goes to Goo.
I'm not wrong yet.
I think you're surprised at the role he's carved out, though. If we were just keeping it real, not on the radio.
On this team this year?
Yeah. Who the hell's
going to play in front of him?
Well.
Dead serious.
But even when we were
he's made the most.
Okay, go ahead.
Of his ability.
That's a compliment.
And he's still a role player.
Will you give him athletic, though?
No.
Oh, Stoddy. He's bapping on cats. He went through a bit. Okay, dude, it was like four or five guys. Let's just be honest. Hold on.
He's an average NBA athlete. That's what I think about Moody.
I know. You got to give me another average NBA athlete on another team that would be a comp for Moody.
Okay, let me go with my Timberwolves. No, he's not like that guy.
Evan, get to
Nikhil Alexander Walker.
I think he's a little better athlete, but that's not a bad kind.
Evan, I would check that box
On the Timberwolves.
But Evan, what do you think? Moody gets up there, like.
I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
This series is telling you how he's not big of an athlete.
I got you.
Like, look at all the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, I got you. And
it doesn't mean he's not good.
No doubt. And I guess, Nani, you might be right. I might give you the dub on average athlete. But, Evan, I was never saying. Now, Kuminga, his athleticism is equal or is the same to me as a Jalen Green. That's my fault, and maybe that's why. Like, when you talk about athleticism and gifts and length, Jonathan Kuminga should be able to do what Jalen Green is doing. And I don't think I'm by myself on that.
Well,
but
from
what Evan said about me, you know, comparing Houston and their thoroughbreds to Moody, I would never do that and say it's equal. I'm just, Steiny, my boy, I'll give you average. Okay. I gotta think of somebody else.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. Yeah. Coming up in 5 minutes, we're going to talk to Russell Dorsey, a national MLB insider for Yahoo Sports, and he's on the call tonight for Apple TV Plus. Giants, Rangers, Bochy back in town.
Yeah. Giants will be in their orange, right?
Yep.
Friday orange. You don't care about that stuff. Threads.
Not only don't I care, I have no idea, so I don't know how to answer that question. I would think that the Giants will be
in their Friday orange.
What are the Giants' team colors? Orange and black?
Yeah, Halloween.
They'll be in orange, black, or white, I would think.
Well, you couldn't say that if they were wearing their Tuesday digs, the new City Connects.
Those are black, aren't they?
And a lot of other colors that are not orange.
But now you like it.
I'm warming up to it.
I got one for you. I've been sitting on this one. You see Kristaps Porzingis the other day?
Incredible.
What's incredible? Tell me.
Just his game when he's healthy.
No, but did you see he got his...
Yeah, I watched it. And I didn't like that they didn't get the blood out of his ear.
Okay, so I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So Kristaps Porzingis takes a fall, bleeding profusely from the head.
Got an elbow.
He leaves the game. He comes back with a bandage on it, a big bandage, and goes back out and plays.
Yeah.
I thought he was soft.
You've never heard me say that.
The reputation that Porzingis has had for his entire career is he's soft. Yeah. So do you think he's not soft?
You're trying to make me the internet.
I'm just telling you, I love Porzingis. I'm here to say this. So he's played for the Knicks. He's played for the Wizards.
Mavericks.
He's played for the Mavericks.
Yep.
And he's played for the Celtics.
Yep.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you think the team that a guy plays on can determine a guy's toughness? In other words, would he have come back if it were the Knicks?
I can't speak to that, but I see where you're going.
I have no conclusion here. That's what I kept thinking about when I saw him playing. And to me, he has really had criticism about him being soft. And I just thought, I wonder if there's something to the Celtics culture.
And you could be onto something. And he's a champ now too.
Right. And
I'm like, man, this is what Wimby's going to be, but better. If everything goes right.
Yeah, so I was thinking about this.
But I never thought he was soft. He couldn't stay healthy.
So, Evan, do you have my cosmetic crap thing going? The whole league is just this cosmetic piece of crap, and nothing is more cosmetic than a piece of crap like the Clutch Player Award.
Curry won it 2 years ago.
He won it last year.
All right.
It's a joke. It's a joke. Who? Jalen Brunson. Yeah. Okay. Jalen Brunson won it.
You like about it?
They use a formula that is ridiculous. Clutch time. Game within clutch time. Give me a break, Goo.
So you're saying, I think I know where you're going, and we love the chef. How the hell can that award go to a guy whose team did make
the
playoffs?
Exactly. I'm not saying he's not clutch.
Right, but
I'm just saying this is a joke, and this is the problem with the NBA right now. This is how you lose good fans. Trying to schnooker them and tell knowledgeable fans, Jalen Brunson did something this year that he, get out of here. Hit the pike. Give me
all
a
right,
break.
Let's keep going. And I'm not, hey.
It's a joke.
You're my guy
it's
right
a joke.
Now. Would you have had a problem if Draymond had won DPOY?
No, not really.
You wouldn't have felt bad for Mobley?
Not really. The clutch player is based on a bogus formula.
Yeah, to the league it's not.
To the players, I'm sure it's a joke.
I don't even trust the players anymore. They got Halliburton overrated. Draymond. It's just hate.
No, Draymond got Hustle Player of the Year.
You guys are listening. Dude, just watch out for him tomorrow. Dude, he is not happy.
About
He'll
what?
Never, we're not winning this award. And it's almost like they played with him like, he was heavily favored.
That's because he self-campaigned.
Dude, watch out, Rockets. Man is going to be on one tomorrow night.
And here's where I will talk to my friends who are Warrior fans. We know that Draymond has had much better defensive years.
The award, though.
Yes, it is. It is.
My question to you was, would you have had a problem with it? You said no.
Not really. Because it's voted.
When you say
it's voted on by media. It's like, okay, whatever. Like, there may have been media members that are like, I'm not voting for Draymond.
It's all politics, you're saying?
Well, it's the media.
Because I heard Dibs the other day, I'm paraphrasing. He said something I kind of alluded to, and I love me some Shea Gilgeous Alexander, Stoney. But at the end of the day, he's going to get the award. But he's only going to get the award is because they're going to spread the wealth and they don't want to give it to Jokic again.
Like, that I disagree with. I think Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is the bona fide MVP this year.
All right, I got you.
And
one night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.